Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Pistons didn't come back. That's Mark Champion on the call. Lost their 68th game of the year. And with that, the final horn, it's over. The worst season in Pistons basketball history is officially over. Now what? Reports from The Athletic. The Pistons are looking to add a president of basketball operations who would be above Troy Weaver and Monty Williams. John, it feels kind of like a Febreze situation to me. You know what I'm saying? Like you spray the freshener, but if you don't remove the odor, you get that weird kind of mix.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to remove the turd from the situation here.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just follow Dan Campbell's lead. No turds.
No turds. When I read that initial report, a president above Troy Weaver and Monty Williams, why would Troy Weaver still be employed at the end of this?
That's a really good question. I mean, if you think about the last four seasons with Troy Weaver at the helm, four of the worst eight seasons, including the worst in Pistons history, they're 20-52. And then you think, okay, well, they're making some progress, 23-59. Okay, well, you know, it's three games. Then they take another step back, 17-65. And you and I weren't doing the show at the time. It was Stoney, and Stoney said, hey, I expect this year that they would double their win total.
By the way, that's what they were selling to Gores, too. They wanted to compete, grow, and, quote, be near the playoffs.
34 wins, and they end up 20 shy of that with only 14.
14 wins. By the way, the Lions, counting the playoffs, won 14 games this season. Think about that. The Lions won as many games as the Detroit Pistons this season.
In an 82 opportunities.
Right.
I don't know how, I mean, what's the thinking that if you bring in president of basketball operations, the Scott Harris of basketball, but you've already got a GM who's proven that he struggles to put together a team. Like, why pay both guys? Why keep Troy Weaver and continue to pay him when it's the president of basketball operations that's ultimately going to be making all the decisions?
Yeah, you strip Troy Weaver of all of his actual responsibility, right? He wouldn't be the one choosing how to spend the cap space or how to use a top five draft pick, but he would still have a corner office. And I don't get it.
Is it simply we're going to neuter Troy Weaver and then make him want to leave, because maybe if he leaves, we don't owe him anything.
Then shame him into resigning?
Yeah.
Because it is a money thing at that point, right? Where if you fire him, I'm sure there's some amount of this that they still have to pay him. Whereas if he walks away tail between his legs in disgrace, you might save a couple bucks. I truly don't know. And it's kind of to try to get inside the head of Pistons brass and ownership can be kind of a scary place. I don't know how Troy Weaver would survive this. His resume is worse than Matt Millen's. I want people to understand that. Win percentage. His resume is worse than that of even Matt Millen's. And I get it. When you take over a bad team, the first couple years are typically pretty rough. When your worst season is your fourth season, when things are supposed to be, you know, kind of the uptick, here's where it all comes together. Their grand master plan from last offseason was use cap space on Joe Harris, who couldn't even play. Like, I'm sorry, that was going to be the move. Run it all back with a young group and Joe Harris, and we're going to make the playoff push. You deserve to lose your job for that. You are not a visionary. You do not know how to assemble a roster. You've done way more harm than good. You should not be allowed to permeate throughout the organization. That smell needs to be eradicated from the building. The Febreze is only going to do so much. You bring in a new guy, but you still got the old guys with their ideas and their philosophies. You can't have it.
Well, and there's plenty of excuses, right? It's, you know, the expectation is if you win the lottery, you're going to get a player that's good enough for you to, by default, be better. And they go and they get You know, a couple of players like Jalen Duren, like he was a good addition. I think he's a really good player. And then Jaden Ivey, but what's been the issue with Jaden Ivey? To compliment Cade Cunningham, who was your lottery pick. Like this is where you start looking at, okay, well, how much of it is Troy Weaver? How much of it was Dwayne Casey?
How much or Monty
Williams?
Yeah. Well, with Monty, you got to remember when they lost 28 games in a row. Reminder, guys, the Pistons set the NBA record this season for 28 consecutive losses. There was a lot of starting of Killian Hayes. John, do you know what team Killian Hayes currently plays for?
I don't think he does. Yes. His phone has not been ringing off the hook.
Starting Killian Hayes. 30 plus minutes a game, Killian Hayes. And then he would tell us the other thing. This was always a classic. Monty, after the game, Raiders would go, hey, you know, you played like 11, 12 guys. You're not a good team. Like, do you need to shorten the bench? And he'd go, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. You're right. I should shorten the bench. I won't do that again. I'll kind of keep it to 8 or 9 guys. Very next game. All bench unit is in at the end of the first quarter. I mean, there's a lot of self-sabotage. And I don't know Monty Williams, what's going between the ears, what he's contemplating. We know he didn't want to coach this year. That was reported. He kind of wanted to take a year off. He had a lot going on in his life personally, right? Wanted to take a year off. The Pistons made an offer financially he could not refuse, and he took the job. And he was very blunt about that. I remember his opening press conference. He's like, hey, I don't like when guys deny that it's about the money. It's about the money. Well, then I watched some of his decisions this year and the baffling explanations, and I wondered, I can't accuse a guy of trying to get fired, but if he was trying to get fired, he would have made a lot of those same decisions. I don't know, because that's the other question. Why would Monty Williams stay other than the financial reason to keep him? Did he do a great job as head coach? Do you feel like he navigated this young roster and bettered these young players? Do I think Jaden Ivey's in a better spot today than he was before the season? Do I think Duren is in a better spot than he was before the season? Do I think Asar Thompson, who they drafted in the top five, do I feel like he really rounded into form by the end of it? No. So in a world where you're bringing in a new basketball guy, that guy should go, hey, Weaver and Monty, what the hell do you guys do here? You've made this as toxic a situation as there is in basketball. This is as losing a team as we have in basketball. You're all gone. But the idea that they would both remain with a new president, like what kind of dysfunction is this?
Well, you come back to that word dysfunction. And I think it only gets more dysfunctional if you bring in another layer of decision making, because then the question is going to be, and we had this question early on, like who's pulling the strings for the Lions? Now we find out, you know, it's actually Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell working together, but it's Brad Holmes because is it Chris Spielman behind the scenes? And, you know, everybody wants to know what's Rod Wood doing? Well, what is Troy Weaver going to be doing? How much control will he have or not have or say if they bring in a president of basketball operations who has final say on all of those things?
I think we're going to find out today. Not that they'll have hired someone, but if anybody gets fired.
Yeah, why wait?
What I'm hoping is that this report that someone would come in and be above Troy Weaver quickly gets amended to replaces Troy Weaver. I know there's locker room clean out today at 10 a.m. for the Pistons. That kind of feels like, hey, let's do this. Let's get it done early in the day. And if we've got some news to announce, maybe by lunch. That's what I'm hoping, because I don't understand how Troy Weaver would stay. But dysfunction doesn't rule it out. 248-539-9797. We want to know, biggest decision facing this new guy. It's not going to be one or two moves that fixes this whole thing, but some of the big decisions that the new president of basketball operations is going to face. And your thoughts on Troy Weaver potentially staying with the organization. Ticket Texter says, Mark Champion sounding like Bob Uecker in Major League. Mike in Williamston.
I got to tell you, Mark's been a professional all year when it comes to having the energy and getting through this.
Yeah.
We shared some communication before the game. He was saying, thank you for everything. And I said, look, thanks for, it was a challenge. I've never heard Mark Champion that depressed in my life on the air. That texter nailed it. They broke him. Even Mark finally got broken. Think about calling, doing that for all year. I know Chris.
You worked a lot of them.
And you did, Jim.
Yeah.
Yay.
They kicked you off him, but no, I'm just kidding.
Believe me, they did me a favor if that was true.
Jim escaped.
Yeah, I was going to say, more than anything else.
You didn't want to keep doing Pistons and do mornings?
But Chris, I know you bore the brunt of most of
it. Oh, it was a joy.
Oh, I know. It's finally over.
I escaped. I got Dustin Fioco to do a couple.
There you go, Dustin. Hey. Cut your teeth. Here you go, bud. Yeah, listen, I mean, I'll address the elephant in the room. Why are we talking about them right now? Why are we wasting airtime on them? They're the worst team in the history of the Detroit Pistons. They lost 28 games in the same season. I understand they're not exactly a treat to discuss, certainly not a treat to watch or listen to this season. But now it's a big question about what's next. There are reports from The Athletic that they will hire a new president of basketball ops above Troy Weaver and Monty Williams. And I'm not sure that either of those guys deserve to have their jobs. That's part of the conversation. We're bringing this up for some level of, I don't know, accountability, I guess. And guys, this is a little bit like eat your vegetables now. We're going to talk football at 7:18. I promise. Like, eat your vegetables and then we'll get to the good stuff. We'll talk football in, I don't know, about 10 minutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But John, I think some questions. What decisions does the new guy have to make?
Obviously early on it's, okay, what are there any cornerstone pieces? Does he believe that Cade Cunningham is a guy that you can build with? I don't necessarily know that it's build around, but build with. Same with Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, Asar Thompson. Like all of the first round picks that we've had over the last 3 or 4 years, save Killian Hayes. is there anybody that you can build around, you know, build with, or can you use them to build? Does he come in and say, you know what, they're what's the market for Ivy? Mm-hmm. What's the market for Duren or Cunningham? Like, I don't think that anyone is safe. Now, do I think Cade Cunningham is a really good basketball player? Yes. Is he a superstar? No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Maybe he could be with the right help around him.
That's what's been so odd to me is I don't feel like they've done a good job building around Cade Cunningham. And that's not to let him off the hook either, by the way.
Right. I mean, it's and you can't control. Okay, last year he was out, you know, entire season because he was hurt. I understand that's bad luck, and it stunted his development, the development of this team. But you know, I think most people would look at Cunningham and say, "Yeah, he's a good player." I think a lot of people would look at Duren and say, "He's a really good player," and Ivy, they'll look at him and say, "Yeah, he can be a good player." You know, how effective? How good? How do you use him?
Yeah, I think the key here is you bring in a new voice to make the franchise-altering decisions. You have a lot of cap space, as we've been told. They have a top five pick, maybe the number one pick. These are big decisions. John, I do think someone's got to be traded from, quote, the young core. Cade, Ivy, Duren, and Thompson. I don't think they all can coexist as long-term pieces on the floor together.
Right.
Someone's got to make that decision, and it sure as bleep isn't Troy Weaver. And I think you don't even want his presence in the decision-making room. I don't think you want anybody who would be stumping for any of like you want someone in with a clean vision, a blank slate to make those decisions.
Well, and the frustrating part is they've had opportunities. Okay, they won the lottery once, and they didn't win it last year, probably when it mattered most for Victor Wembanyama, but they did. And what have they done with the talent, the young talent that they've acquired? What was Ivy, a fourth or fifth?
I think fifth.
Yeah, and so there are just a number of things that you're looking at, and you even go back to the beginning, Killian Hayes, right, and Tyrese Haliburton. But I will say this. And Stoney he wanted Haliburton at the time.
Yeah.
I was willing to trust, you know, Troy Weaver at the time. There were 10 other teams that passed on Haliburton. It wasn't like the very next pick was Tyrese Haliburton.
Right.
You know, so it's there were other teams that missed on him too. But it doesn't excuse Troy Weaver for a swing and a miss.
Not at all. Ticket texters, and I want to get to the phones who make the same points. Pistons fans have no hope as long as Tom owns the franchise. This is bad, and it's probably going to get worse. Another one says, hiring a president just so Gores doesn't have to do anything or take any blame. Marcus, I know you want to point the finger all the way at the very top. You're on 97.1.
That's where the finger should be pointed first. guys. Our ownership, he has no basketball knowledge. I mean, if you don't know the game or you don't know what to do, then you got to hire the right general manager. And we just didn't. I mean, it's proven. You threw a bunch of money at the coach when he told you he didn't want a coach. You wanted him so badly that you gave him money that he just could not refuse.
Right.
He wasn't interested. You paid him so much that you didn't make him interested. You just made him take your money. The problem I have is with the ownership. Now, you got rid of Dwayne Casey. You still gave him a job. He's still in the organization somewhere. Now you're going to do the same thing with a guy who screwed up the roster because he brought in a bunch of players that don't fit together. You got a superstar point guard, and you give him a two guard that can't shoot. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yes, I mean,
I hope that somehow they get a GM. Miles Bridges is begging to come back home. If we don't somehow find a way to get him back and at least get a legit on-ball and off-ball scorer, Jaden Ivey is not a compliment to Cade. He's a good player, mm-hmm. but he can't shoot. He's not a shooter. He's more of a scorer. Cade needs a shooter, somebody he can kick the ball to, not yeah. somebody that's going to go fill up the lane with him.
Marcus, I think you're spot on. Like, think about it. Duren is a big dude in the middle, but he's not a shooter. Thompson, who they just drafted, not a shooter. Ivy, I agree with you. I mean, not reliably enough. He went through a little bit of a stretch where he was knocking him down, but he's not a consistent shooter. Those are the other cornerstone pieces around Cade Cunningham, three non-shooters. Whose brainiac idea was it to build the team this way? I'm with you.
It's very flawed. The team is flawedly built, if that's a word. I wanted Keegan Murray in Sacramento. Everybody kept saying Sacramento went all Sacramento. That's the guy we really needed. And Mathurin was the next guy for me. I didn't need a guy who needed the ball to score. I want a guy who can play off somebody. Ivy wasn't that guy. He's a good player. And the unfortunate part is, as far as we played, we probably made Ivy untradeable.
Yep.
And I know you guys got to go, but I want you guys to remember what happened with Cade Cunningham last summer when he played with USA Basketball. Yep. Everybody who doesn't think that he's that good, he was the best player on the floor all summer with USA Basketball. And that's with Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns and Joel, and not, well, MB wasn't there, but all the other guys. Mm. He was the best player. Grant Hill said he's got to figure out a way to make sure that he's on that Olympic team. So Duke can play basketball. We just got to get players that can play around him.
Yeah, he's the one I'd keep. Everybody else would be very much on the table. I'd be looking to trade him. The value, though, has been hurt because it's not like Duren had a big year this year. It's not like Ivy had a great year this season. The idea that you're trading him, sure, but you're not going to get maybe what you want to get for him. And that's, first of all, not Weaver's responsibility. Should not be Troy Weaver's responsibility anymore. He mentioned Tom Gorse.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that thing before Christmas, that like Friday news dump on, you know, Christmas weekend about, hey, I hear you guys, I care, change is coming, and then you go the whole year and all you do is like shuffle out bench players, you don't fire anybody. We got to see that change. Well, I mean, when you make the tone deaf comment, like, aside from winning, we've done so much for the community. If you don't like the narrative around yourself, do something about it.
But, and that's where you get to of, okay, you promised change. And now we have a historically bad season. Historically. The most losses for a Pistons team in a regular season ever. Now you got to come through with the change. And the change has to lead to winning.
You think he's still tone deaf? That's the thing. That's why it should start with ownership this morning. Because if he hasn't changed his mindset or mentality from December, we're doomed.
Yeah,
we are doomed. So this is it for him now. I will somehow give him a little benefit of the doubt. I think some significant things are going to happen here. Like you said, I think the timing of the locker room clean out today,
early.
They're doing it as quick as they can. I mean, the only other option was to do it when they got off the plane yesterday. They're getting the players out of there so they don't have to answer questions about things they are uncomfortable with. I think you're right. Today is potentially on the table for multiple firings. I would say Arm Tellem might be in play.
Yeah.
Because I think my read on this is that Gores maybe took the advice of Tellem too much. In terms of, I think, John, your Spielman thing, obviously copycatting and doing that, right? But who's their Chris Spielman? It may not be a former player. See, that's the thing.
Right.
I don't care that Chris Spielman knows the game. That's why the Lions have changed.
Right.
They get somebody that knows the game, and I'm not against something outlandish like this. Potentially, you know, he is way up there in age, but he's done it successfully for decades. Do you call Jerry West and he becomes your consultant? Mm. Not your president, maybe, but your consultant.
He's your Spielman?
I'm just maybe not as involved. I'm just saying, if I'm Tom Gore today, how am I going to turn my franchise around and win?
Keep your ear down, Dave.
That's a pretty trustable voice in my mind. And you at least create a relationship. And then, okay, Jerry, who should I hire as my president of ops?
As long as, and I don't like the, well, we want to hire you, but you don't have to be as involved. Like, what does that even mean?
I'm going to pay you a consultant fee.
Yeah, right. but I need a final say guy.
For 2 years, I need all you've got because we've got to get this right. But again, all he has might not be what it would be for somebody in their 60s, 50s, 40s.
He's 85.
Right.
Jerry West, although it is, the day and age where presidents are old.
Hey-o! Ticket Texter says, love how Jim was silent when the dude called out people who didn't want Keegan Murray. Jim was one of those people. Yep, I'll own it. That was me. I wanted Jaden Ivey. I won't run from that. Last word, Dave in Oak Park, real quick. You're on 97.1.
Morning.
What's up?
I think you start at the top. I think you have a coach who didn't necessarily want to come here. He came here for money. You have an owner who does not have practical basketball knowledge or sense to know how to judge talent. You have to clean house from the top to the bottom. Once you start that, you get rid of players that are not figuring in your present or your future. You go out and get you ball players. You go get you a big fella that can bang, that can rebound, that can score what is back to the basket or facing the basket.
What year is this? That's not how the game's played.
This is 2024.
Right. You're not getting a big to go bang in the paint. You're not getting a guy to go back to the basket, hook shot. Yeah, they're not doing that. I agree with you, though. Top to bottom, they need new people at the head coaching spot and the general manager spot and the basketball decision spot. We are up against it. Sorry, dude, I cut you short.